market. We're talking to Nick Starr about his experiences of Camden. And Nick, would you like to tell us about your life in Camden?
Well, I can, from where I can probably remember, that's as best I can do. But I was born at the Camden Park Gatehouse.
Right.
Which was the Camden side. There were two gatehouses. One was at Camden, the entry to the Cannon Park.
Yeah, yeah.
The other was at Menangle.
Right.
And I would have been about 3 when my father was seconded from Camden Park to Carnarvon, which was owned by the manager of the day, J.S. Haddon. Dad was seconded over there, I assume, as a gardener handyman. And we lived in a little cottage right on top of the hill above the grove. Mm-hmm. Next door to us was another old cottage, which was Bill Thomas. He was the, because J.S. Haddon had a dairy farm there.
Right.
And Bill Thomas and his family, they were the dairy people. And then it would have been probably about 1947, it was prior to me going to school, that Mum and Dad and our family were taken up to the big house at Carnarvon, which is still there today, beautiful old place.
Right.
And the reason being for that was that J.S. Haddon and his family were returning to England for about 12 months.
Yeah.
But his mother was living with them there, old Mrs. Haddon, she must have been in her 80s.
Right.
And nearly blind. So Mum and Dad were seconded up to the house. We moved up there so Mum could look after the old lady while they were in England for that 12 months. And when you think about it, they must have trusted them, mustn't they, Dad?
Yes, they
to
would,
have done
yeah.
that. But it was, I mean, we were people that had lived in a little cottage. And here we went up to this beautiful big, I suppose it was Edwardian, early Edwardian house. It's still there today, beautiful house. 12 months there. And when they came back, we moved back to our little cottage. J.S. Haddon was the manager of Cannon Park, and prior to me going to school, he used to take me on his little trips in his Bentley. I remember distinctly going to Denby, where he'd go out there around about morning tea time. They rang a bell at Denby, because I can always remember Lorna McIntosh. She was a very, very pretty woman, Lorna, probably still is. And she married Dick Inglis, I think. She'd be an Inglis now. But I always remember that. And I used to sit on the front veranda. I was this little four-year-old fella and in his, riding with him in his big Bentley. Yes. It was a wonderful time we had at Carnarvon. Then I went to school, Camden Central School, from Carnarvon. And saw the 49 flood from that side, which was a big flood. And we went down, I can remember the flood boat coming across from Camden. They came across to the bottom of the Grove Hill where the water was.
Yeah.
And my father got in with the police at it. And Sergeant Dawson, I think, was in charge of that. And they then, Dad got on and he went on to the steer and oar. And away they went, and they rowed right out across that flat down to the bottom of what we call Hartshorns. And there was a Chinese market garden there, and that was on the northern side of the river. And, of course, the Chinese wouldn't leave. Their big shed down there, they wouldn't leave. But anyway, they were all, because JS and them were there, and I can remember being allowed to look through the binoculars and hear the Chinese gardeners all up on top of the ridge in the shed.
Yeah.
There wasn't not a lot of shed left either. So they went out and made them come into the boat, and then they brought them out. I can remember too at Miss Senior, who was worked for Teddy Onslow.
Yeah.
And they lived up at Macquarie Grove there. And there was some draft horses had washed down. They came down. Miss Senior went out into the water and brought those draft horses in. Yeah.
Safely.
Yeah, brought them in. Otherwise, if they'd have gone around through the back of the grove there, they were finished. She got them in. Yeah, they were floundering about then. She brought them in. Just got hold of one and swam with them and brought it up. I can remember that. And it was freezing cold too.
Oh,